We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Simone Behema V'chaya Tehoira, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chaf. V'ze b'chinas sholosh pomim tzidkoscho shoimrim b'shabbos b'mincha. Based on everything we've been learning till now, we could understand the special tefillah that we say on mincha on Shabbos. After Chazoras HaShatz, we say tzidkoscho three times. Laham shecholenu koyach hashloisha tzadike yisoidei oylam shenestalkuaz. By doing that, we're trying to draw upon ourselves the power of the three great tzadikim that passed away Shabbos at Mincha. Shehem Yosef, Moshe, David. Yosef Tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, Dovra Melech, as the Zohar HaKadosh in Truma, Daf Kufnun Vav, discusses. Kimavur Leil, because we learned earlier, Shedaiko Bekoyach Histalkus Atzadik, Nitor Venizdake Huavir, Achiholin Lishmoya Devrayim Gamato Becholmokim Shehu. We learned earlier when we were discussing Kivrei Tzadikim and we discussed Lag Boimer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, Rabbi Nosson Zal had explained that when the Tzadik passes away, that's a time when the air becomes purified and made very still, that Avir Hanach Vazach, which helps that the words, the Diburim of Emunah, of the Tzaddik, that he spoke his whole life, should spread far and wide, should be able to go to where they have to get to. V'yalkein b'Shabbos b'mincha shows who raiva d'raivin, and therefore, Shabbos mincha time, which the Zohar HaKadosh calls raiva d'raivin, which in Hebrew means rotzoin sheberetzoinois, when Hashem has the strongest positive feelings towards us of the entire week. Rotzin means a willingness. Rotzin means to be appeased. Hashem feels closest to us at that time. She'oz hu bechinas tachlis shleimus avir hanach vazach. That's the time during the week when the world reaches the highest degree of avir hanach vazach, of purity and stillness in the air. With shehu bechinas rotzin, the Ahavo, the Sholoim. Another term for this Avir Hanach Vazach is Rotzayim. Rotzayim means goodwill, where there's only goodwill in the air, positive feelings towards each other. Ahavo, love, Sholoim, peace. These words go together. This is all one package. Shezeo Bechinas, Shabbos Sholoim. This is the famous expression that we have in the Gemara, Shabbat Shalom. You know, this word Shabbos Sholoim, that Shabbos is associated with Sholoim. Shehu Shviso Venaicha. The word Shabbos means to rest, peacefulness, calmness. Ahavo Verotzoin Vesholoim, as we said again. Ube Shabbos Bemincha, Ozhu Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois. Tachlis haRotzayin vava vasholim, and on Shabbos Mincha, which the Zohar Kodesh calls Rotzayin sheberetzaynois, that's when we reach the peak of Ahavo, Rotzayin and Sholim. Shekol zehu bechinas shleimus so avir anach vazachana. All of this means that we reach the highest degree of this avir hanach vazach, this stillness, perfect stillness in the air, no turbulence, no bad feelings. V'alkein elu ashloisha tzadikim adoilim nistalku oz. And this is why these three great tzadikim passed away specifically then, lohoirois lanu, to teach us, and to show us, shedivrehem choyim v'kayomim lo'ad u'lo'il me'olomim, that their words, their diburim of emuna, their divrei Torah that they spoke their whole life, are eternal, are permanent. Ki heim mamshichim gam achar istalkusum b'chol pam b'chinas avir anach vazach kidei sheishomu divreim l'meirochoik kidei l'gayer gerim v'lasus bali tshuva. Because they, even after their passing, they're drawing this, they're generating this avir hanach vazach, so that their words should be heard far away, in order to bring about converts and in order to make bali tshuva. This is what the great tzaddikim are involved in after their passing. What is it? Legayer gerim ubalei tshuva. To bring about that those sparks of kedusha, those Jewish neshamos that are trapped among the goyim, should return to the Jewish people. That's converts. And also balei tshuva. Kimavoyer bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in several places, especially besimin reish tezvav, Torah reish tezvav in the Kutimran, v'oid, and other places, that this is the most important avoida of the tzaddikim after they pass away, during their lifetime and after their passing. This is why on Shabbos Mincha time we say these three tzidkoschas, kedei lahamshich oleinu koyach kedushas so avir hanach vazach shelohem, so that we should be able to draw upon ourselves this light of the tzaddikim, this power of theirs, this clarity of the air, this stillness, this calmness, this lack of machloikis, this peacefulness, peace, love, goodwill. Shehu nimshach oleinu b'koyach hatzdoko daiko. And we learned earlier, how do you make this avir hanach vazach? Rabbeinu Zal told us through tzedakah, through the mitzvah of tzedakah. Tzedakah creates goodwill between the giver and the receiver. V'al kein oimrim sholosh pomim tzedkoscho daiko. Now you understand why that's the magic word that's used here, tzidkoscha. Ki daiko al yidei b'chinas tzedaka nimshach tikun ze kanal. Because it's specifically through the mitzvah of tzedaka that this tikun of avir hanach vazach is accomplished. V'ze shenoyigim hatzadikim loymar toiro u'musar besuda shlishes daiko. This is why it's the custom among the great tzadikim that usually their most important shir of the week is Shabbos Mincha time at Suda Shlishis, ki oz yechoylin lahashmiya hadibur lemeirochoik, because that's when you have this ahavo, this avir hanach vazach, this ahavo, the sholoim, the rotzoin, that's when their words can reach the furthest places. Certainly to those who are sitting listening to their words physically, and to those who aren't there. Paragraph Chof Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal quotes a pasuk in Shmuel Anovi, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof, famous pasuk, Romo Karni Bashem. And the Gemara says in Megillah, V'loi Romo Pachi. It says, my Karen was uplifted, was raised up to Hashem. It doesn't say my Pach. We know that oil, when we talk about oil, there's the miracle of Chanukah, which took place with a vial of oil. It's called a Pach Shemen. And there's the concept of when Jewish kings are anointed, they're anointed with a keren, with a horn, with oil. And the Gemara tells us that there were some kings who were anointed with a keren, some kings who were anointed with a pach. The kings who were anointed with a pach, their kingdom did not last so permanent. Those who are anointed with a keren, their kingdom is permanent. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, keren daiko. The term Karen is used there, corresponding to what Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran, Torah Yud Zayin, that this whole halacha is based on, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes a story from the Gemara, where it says there was a certain fish, Vahavalei Karna, that had a horn. Keren HaShofar, this is Merames to the horn of the Shofar. Shemen HaMishcha, and also the special oil that was used in anointing kings and in anointing the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Ayin Leil, look where we discussed this earlier. Now, the pasuk continues there. If I'm not mistaken, this was the Shiras Chana, if I'm not mistaken. What we're quoting now comes from the special praise that Chana, the mother of Shmuel Anovi, said when she was zeichet to have Shmuel Anovi. Ein kodosh kashem, al tarbu tedabru gavoya gavoya, ki keil deois Hashem, veloi niskenu alilois, losh minyan. No, I believe it's not there. You have to take a look in Shmuel Aleph, Perek. I'm sorry. No, I'm right. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis. This is the Shiras Chana. Right. L'shoin Minyan. Shegam alilois ubilbulim ushkorim shla sitra achra. The Pasuk says there, v'loi niskenu alilois. The word alilois is an in of counting. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shegam alilois ubilbulim ushkorim shla sitra achra. The libels, the word alila means a libel, like a blood libel, alilas dam. Rav Nosson Zal says, the libels and the bilbulim and the falsehoods of the sitra achra, bechinas alilois dvorim, as the Pasuk says, a husband will accuse his wife wrongly, shehem lashon sheker, which is falsehood, Hakol nimno lefonav yisborach. All of this is counted before Hashem. Veloi, to him, Hashem, niskinu, are counted the alilois, the falsehoods. Ki afal pi she'ein keitz lahasheker, because even though on one hand we say that sheker is unlimited, we said like before, if I want to be honest, I say this is a table. If I want to be false, lie, I can say an infinite number of other things. So even though on one hand we say that the sheker is infinite, despite that, Hashem knows it's Hashem has its number. You know, you have the expression in English, we got his number, I got your number. Hashem has the number of the sheker. And Hashem knows where he has decided to draw the line, that it can go up to there and no further. Ki hu yoda ma b'chashecha, Hashem knows what's in the darkness. V'keitz som l'choshech, and Hashem puts a limit, an end to the darkness. Al kein soif kol soif yizgalo hemes. Therefore, eventually, in the end, the truth will be revealed. V'yistakein hakoil, and everything will have a tikkun. B'chinas, as the pasuk says over there, in that in Shmuel Hanavi, Hashem meimis u'mechaye. Moirid she'oil v'yoal v'chula v'chula etc. ad v'yoreim keren mashichoi. But eventually Hashem will elevate, will lift up the horn, the glory of his Moshiach, of his anointed one. Keren daika ki hakoil b'koyach hatzdoko shehu ikara hakeren hakayemes lad. The word keren is used because the word keren is also merames tzedoko. A charitable foundation is usually called a keren. Shehu ikar hakeren hakayem esla. This is a foundation that stands permanently, eternally. Maybe we have the opportunity to say over a Dvar Torah that I had the privilege of hearing from my Rebbe Zichron Levracha Rav Rosenfeld, from the Sefer, the famous, famous special Sefer Bnei Yisachar, which is a Sefer written by one of the great tzaddikim, Reb Tzvi Elimelech Midinov, on the topic of all the Jewish holidays and the months, where he writes about Hanukkah. And he asks a question there, why is it that the miracle of Hanukkah, we say so many times that it happened with a pach shel shemen, a vial of oil. What difference? It makes a difference. You say it happened with oil. You know, we have to say what kind of thing it was. And he mentions, he refers to this Gemara, where he says, we know that the Gemara says that those kings who were anointed with a pach, their kingdom was, He asks another question over there. We know that the kingdom of the Jewish people belongs in one place, Shevet Yehuda, Dovid HaMelech. What kind of business is this? If we're to say that the Chashmonoim were religious, they were religious people, and they were even tzaddikim, why in the world would they accept upon themselves to be the kings of the Jews after the miracle of Hanukkah? You were Kohanim, you're sweet Kohanim, you light the menorah, you bring the karbonis, king, we go to Shevet Yehuda and we choose a king from there. What's the Shaila? So the Bnei Socher explains over there that because of the fact that the miracle happened with a pach shel shemen specifically, they knew that this was a sign from heaven to them that the kingdom that was going to be appointed then was not a permanent kingdom, it was a temporary kingdom. Because the Gemara tells us, the kings that were appointed with a keren, their kingdom was permanent. The kings that were appointed temporary, not permanent, were anointed with a vial, a pach shel shemen. So now the Bnei Yisachar says, why? What's there in a pach and what's there in a keren that this is temporary and this is permanent? He says there's a pasuk, the Gemara says, that there's nothing in the Gemara that doesn't have a source in the Chumash, in the written Torah. We know one of the most famous expressions in Judaism, in Torah, is Hashem yimloich li'olam voed. Hashem will rule permanently, forever. The Bnei Yisachar says, If you take the word yimloich, yimloich means to rule. The word yimloich, yud mem lamed chof, is bigimatria 100, which is the word pach, the vial. Will rule. the words Yimloich li'olam voed will rule permanently is Bigimatria Karen, exactly. This is a remez to what the Gemara says, those kings who were anointed with a pach, they were king, Yimloich, he's a melech, he will rule. But those kings who are anointed with a keren, it's Yimloich Loilam Voed. That's Malchus Beis David, which is permanent. And that's why the tzaddikim at that time, when they saw Hashem could have made the miracle with a, Hashem made the miracle with a pach, they knew this was a remez, that the king that's going to be established now is not from the permanent kingdom of Malchus Beis David, but rather the Chashmonaim. And despite this, we're told that Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who organized all the Mishnayis of Shas, who was a descendant of the Dovra Melech, Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi did not arrange a sefer of Mishnayis on the holiday of Hanukkah. For every other holiday, for Yom Kippur there's Masechta Yuma, for Rosh Hashanah there's Rosh Hashanah, for Pesach, Psochim, for Purim there's Masechta Megillah, for Hanukkah there is no Masechta. There is no organized Mishnayis. One of the reasons the Meforshim say was because he was from the family of David HaMelech, and because when the Chashmonaim won, the kingdom that was established was a kingdom of the Kohanim, he said, that's not the real, that's just make-believe, that's temporary. That's why it didn't warrant a Masecht of Mishnayis, you know, for Hanukkah. Let's continue. For further insights on this, check the Sefer Bnei Yisachar on Hanukkah, where he elaborates on this. V'alkein ikar ha-geulo al yedei tzedakah. And this is why the Torah tells us in many places that the main geula of Klal Yisrael, the main redemption of Klal Yisrael, will be brought about through the mitzvah of tzedakah. Kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says, tzion b'mishpot tibode v'shoveho b'tzedakah. Tzion, the city of Yerushalayim, will be redeemed with mishpat, with justice, and those who return to it with tzedakah. Vishaveho b'tzedakah daika. Rav Nosson says, look what it says in the pasuk. Vishaveho, those who will return to it, the balei tshuva, the gerim, those who are distant, those who are far away, and they want to return through tzedakah. Through tzedakah, which generates the avranach vazach, that the words of the tzaddikim should go far and wide, that's how we make balei tshuva and geirin, shaydeze ikar ha-geula. And that's what will really bring about the geula. Bechinas uvo letzion goyel uleshove fesha. When will the goyel, Moshiach Tzidkenu, come to tzion uleshove fesha? It's dependent on chozer b'tshuva. V'ze b'tzdoko tikoinoni rachaki me'oishek. The pasuk in, again, also in Yeshaya Novi, Kapitel Nun Dalid. Ki ikar tzmichas keren Moshiach hu'aydei tzdoko. Because we said the main blossoming forth of the glory of Moshiach will be through tzdoko. V'ze shesiem shom. This is why the pasuk concludes there in Yeshaya Novi. Hein goyer yogur mi goritoch shemedaber lin geirim kama shapirish Rashi Sham Rashi Kodesh says over there that pasuk is referring to the topic of geirim. Hainu al yidei atzdoko nasin geirim obalei tshuva shaydei ze ikar hageula. Through the mitzvah of tzdoko creates the atmosphere, the right atmosphere for geirim and balei tshuva, through which the geula will be brought about.